Day for the Irish at the Olympics in Tokyo. History was made with a bronze in the women's rowing, and a new Irish swimming record has also been set today. With all the latest, we're joined now live from Tokyo by our sports reporter, our man in Tokyo, Des Cahal. A very good evening to you, Des.
We can
start with what's been a bit of a surprise hit for the Irish at this year's Olympics, badminton, on the badminton court.
Absolutely, Nat Nguyen, the young Vietnamese-born lad, raced in Dublin. Unfortunately, he's been beaten in the last hour, but he has been, as you say, one of the hit. He has generated a huge amount of support and affection with Irish viewers. He was up against one of the world's top players, T.W. Wang of Chinese Taipei. Wang was expected to win this comfortably, Brian, and he took the first game 21-12, but Nat battled back bravely. There was an outstanding second game, and after a seesaw struggle, Nat won it 21-18. So it went to a decider. Wang's experience showed then, he took control and won it. But despite the defeat, Nat, at just 21 years of age, does appear to have a very bright future. And I think part of the reason so many people took so much pleasure from seeing yet another young athlete who's part of the New Ireland shine for us at an Olympic Games. And Dave Kelly spoke with Nat afterwards.
This is the level I want to compete at in the future, and I feel the next couple of Olympics when I will be more physically stronger and more experienced and more, yeah, just more like all round as a player, will develop more in the next couple of Olympics. So I definitely will use this experience and this game to move on and to improve and look forward to the future. Yeah.
And just a word on the support that has got you to this stage, and yeah. I know particularly your parents have been particularly supportive.
Yeah, throughout the third set, I was thinking I just wanted to fight for every support that I've had, and it's overwhelming, the support that I've had in the last couple of weeks here. And I just want to say a special, just a shout out to everyone that's been supporting me, and I will keep moving on and pushing forward. This is only the start, so I'm happy.
One of the hits of the games.
Yeah, well, it was certainly a very exciting match. We were watching it here, and he made T.W. Wang work for his win. No doubt about that.
Did indeed.
Des, the swimming, Mona McSharry, she was back in the pool today, but she wasn't the only Irish in action.
No, she was in the pool in the last hour. She set a new national record. Her time in heat one of the 200 breaststroke, a new record of 2 minutes 25.08. But on a world scale, that only earned her 20th place overall, but only the top 16 advancing to the semi-finals. But there was probably another name that caught a lot of her attention today, Brian, in the pool as well.
And that was Siobhan Haughey.
Yeah, Siobhan Bernadette Haughey, the grandniece of former Taoiseach Charles Haughey. And she won Hong Kong's first Olympic swimming medal by taking silver in the 200 freestyle. And her silver medal came after Hong Kong secured a gold in fencing on Monday. So this is a rare treat for Hong Kong. Apparently they've been celebrating wildly in Hong Kong after. But after she got her silver medal, Paul O'Flynn spoke to Siobhan as she savoured her success.
It's amazing. Like, I think until now I still feel like it's a dream because I've dreamt of this moment for so long and it's finally happening. I think I need some time to like really take everything in and really, you know, appreciate it.
You're from a very, very famous family back home in Ireland. Your grand uncle, Charlie Haughey, the former Taoiseach. Is that something you were aware of growing up in Hong Kong?
Yeah, when I was growing up, me and my family, we would go back to Ireland once or twice a year. I'm definitely aware of where I'm from. I think I'm very fortunate growing up in Hong Kong, but also having very strong roots in Ireland.
Did you ever think of declaring for Ireland or swimming for Ireland?
I did thought of it, but at the end of the day, I was born and raised in Hong Kong, and it just makes more sense, you know, swimming for Hong Kong.
We don't win too many medals, so everyone back home is claiming a little bit of your success. Maybe when COVID is over, you'll come to Ireland and visit sometime and show everyone your medal.
Yeah, definitely. I still have family there, and my sister is actually living in Dublin. I would love to go back and visit again.
That's Siobhan Haughey. Des, Sean Haughey, her cousin, was tweeting about this morning. He said, "So proud of my cousin Siobhan Haughey on winning silver in Tokyo. She's made huge sacrifices to achieve her dream. Irish eyes are smiling too. A proud day for Clontarf." All politics is local, of course. We know that.
The Northsiders would claim anything.
So what else is happening today? I think there's some sailing, boxing as well with an Irish interest.
Yeah, this is all... all from the last couple of hours, Brian. In boxing, unfortunately, defeat for Aoife O'Rourke in the women's middleweight division. Now, she was up against the number two seed in the competition, Shan Li of China. And the young Castlereagh woman fought really bravely and well, but she was eventually beaten on a unanimous decision. In sailing, it was a rest day in Annalise Murphy's class, but having won yesterday's opening race in the 49er class, Robert Dixon and Sean Wadilove are now placed 11th overall after three races today. The Dubliners were 12th in the second race, 11th in race 3 and 13th in race 4. So 11th overall for them. The big talking point here today was that USA Gymnastics confirming that Simone Biles had withdrawn from the women's all-round final because of mental health concerns. And the medals table right now, Japan are top of the table with 12 gold, China have 11, the USA have 10, but good old Ireland in there with that magnificent bronze medal won by our women's four in rowing overnight, and who knows, we might have another one tomorrow in rowing. But we're going to finish, if we may, Brian, with one of my favourite sounds from these games so far. It came in the last 2 hours when Fiji beat New Zealand 27-12 to win only the second gold in their country's Olympic history. The first came 5 years ago when rugby made its debut in Rio. Fiji, a nation of less than a million people and considerably fewer resources than most of their rivals, but they were brilliant against New Zealand as they ran in four tries. And as the Fiji players celebrated on the side of the pitch afterwards, the players broke into song, and that too was a gold medal performance.
The Fiji Rugby Sevens celebrating their gold at the Olympics. More, of course, from Des tomorrow and throughout the rest of the week and beyond.